And now a story from our partner at the BBC. Kevin Connolly reports from the occupied West Bank and in the Israeli town of Beth Shemesh. It's a story of education, it's a story of religious tolerance, and it's a story of how some angry ultra-Orthodox Jewish protesters have been picketing a new girls' school and casting the idea of religious tolerance on a national struggle for the soul of Israel. Here's the BBC's Kevin Connolly.
It is lunchtime at the Orot Girls Elementary School in Beth Shemesh, and mothers are walking their daughters home. Too often these days, that means somehow finding the nerve to run a gauntlet of pushing, shouting men dressed in the black Homburg hats and flowing overcoats that mark them out as ultra-Orthodox Jews. It is intimidating and disturbing stuff. The insults in Yiddish are accusations of sluttishness and immorality. On some days, feces, stones and tomatoes have been thrown at the families. For little girls, it is surely the stuff of bad dreams to come.
We've been throwing eggs, tomatoes, feces, and then also stones at people. These are little girls who are being abused every day. She's scared of just the noise. Whenever she hears a noise, she asks, are they there? Are they out there?
Hadassah Margulies is one of the mothers leading a child through these grim and unsettling scenes. The Margulies family are Orthodox Jews, modest in dress and manner and deeply religious. They're just not modest enough for their ultra-Orthodox tormentors.
They are the extremists. They're just a small group of very violent people who... I think we'll do almost anything to get what they want.
Israel's ultra-Orthodox community is growing and growing in influence. Many of its families live on welfare because the men spend their lives in prayerful contemplation rather than working in more conventional jobs. The political parties they support often hold the balance of power in coalition governments. At the moment, they account for around 10% of Israel's population, and that could double within 20 years. Their internal debates on whether men and women should be segregated on buses, for example, are going to matter more and more. Real hardliners, the ones shouting those insults, wouldn't discuss any of this with a reporter. Shmuel Poppenheim, though, is from a slightly less extreme strand of the ultra-Orthodox community in Beth Shemesh. He thinks the girls and their mothers dress with insufficient modesty too, but he doesn't agree with the protests against them. And he argues there's more to this than modesty. This is really about a struggle for turf and territory and top-dog status in the town. The disputed school building is on the edge of an ultra-Orthodox area, and they wanted it for their own children. So the Orot school represents a broader struggle for power in Israel. Forget for a moment the conflict with the Palestinians and the hostile relations with the Arab world around. This is about a rapidly growing fundamentalist population of ultra-Orthodox Jews flexing its muscles. Rabbi Dov Lipman, who represents the families using the girls' school, says it's a microcosm of a struggle for the future of Israel. At stake in all this is a struggle over just how conservative and religious Israel is becoming. But there's something more and more immediate too. The peace of mind of a group of little girls making their way to school through this.
The BBC Israel correspondent Kevin Connolly reporting from Beth Shemesh.